Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hi, friends. So today, I'm going to get very personal and talk about how I've been deeply struggling this week and what I've been deeply struggling with. This is going to be chock full of triggers. So this is my blanket trigger warning that I'm going to be talking about a lot of really heavy, dark shit in this episode. So be prepared for that. I'm recording this exactly 2 years after my TBI, my traumatic brain injury, my brain surgery, and my stay in the ICU when everything completely 180'd in my life and changed everything in my life unexpectedly forever. You know, I've been through some shit, but I talk about my book, but nothing in my life that happened before December 4th, 2021 has had such an earth-shattering and trajectory-shifting effect as my TBI and everything that followed. Not my divorce, not my sudden health problems, not when repressed traumas resurfaced, not my sudden move out of Colorado in 2021. Nothing was as extreme as my TBI and everything that followed. And on top of, you know, the trauma of the memory of what happened, there is also something interesting called the anniversary effect or anniversary reaction. This has to do with how our brain processes trauma, which is in a very dysfunctional way relative to how non-traumatic or more neutral memories are stored. It associates this event or memory with the need to sound the fight or flight alarms because it associates this event, this trauma, with a threat and the need to acutely respond and be on high alert. And our bodies have this weird innate ability to pinpoint exact timelines for when bad shit happened to us, like a calendar, essentially. So it knows, like, this is exactly when this happened before. But our bodies don't log time, I guess, in the same fashion as we consciously do, to be like, oh, that was 2 years ago. Our bodies often think that this is happening right now. So this manifests as increased anxiety, panic attacks, irritability, flashbacks, depression, sadness, fear, muscle tension, and so on. So even if you think on a conscious level, I'm good, your body may be like, no, 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 this is happening again, and we need to be on high alert. The book, The Body Keeps a Score, talks about this a lot, actually, and there's a lot of evidence to support this. It's wild and it's weird, but it's an unfortunate truth that happens. And another piece of this is the unresolved grief that comes up due to the way we didn't process or didn't fully process the trauma and how our brains and bodies stored that event. So in my case, while I've felt very strongly like I've, you know, deeply processed the TBI and the surgery and everything that happened around that time, this week shit popped up in a very strong way for me that I really just was not prepared for or expecting. So last year, when this time came around, I had talked, you know, in depth with my therapists beforehand about, you know, this is going to be a triggering time. And I read ad nauseum about what to expect because I really wanted to prepare myself as best as I could to support myself. And I ended up being an absolute wreck, which was not particularly surprising. But also, you know, for other reasons outside of just this, you know, on top of what was happening, you know, this anniversary effect, I was also in the midst of traveling out of state every 2 weeks from October through the end of January. I was trying to finish my manuscript for my book, which was fucking stressful. And not only was this, you know, the 1 year anniversary of my TBI, but it was also the 3 year anniversary of my spontaneous thoracic fractures and all the bullshit that accompanied that. The 4 year anniversary of my lumbar fracture from snowboarding. And, you know, these all didn't happen on the exact same days, but they all did happen over the same 7 day period over the span of a few years back to back. So needless to say, I was hit fucking hard with a trauma response. I was crying nonstop, having lots of panic attacks and fully just feeling like I was back in it all, you know, just in this constant state of fear and a super activated nervous system because I like felt like I was dying, truly. And back in the thick of when this actually happened in 2021, I was really just in shock. I was dissociating, you know, unconsciously to protect myself. So in 2022, it was almost as if I was experiencing it all like for the first time. So it was just heavy and intense and a lot. I prepared myself with, you know, as many therapy sessions with my talk therapist and my craniosacral therapist as I could to help me work through this. But even still, even with that, it was awful. Absolutely just brutal. Even though, you know, I had support, I really felt alone. And I had a really hard time verbalizing what I was feeling because it was just so intense and overwhelming. And the most intense height of it all was really those first 2 weeks in December. But it actually really carried over through early January because, you know, that's when I also had a seizure. I developed a new brain bleed. I had to go to the ED, the emergency department, a few times. I had Stevens-Johnson syndrome reaction. I had like a mini psychosis and all this other shit happened over the weeks of those times through the beginning of January. So it was hard. It was the first time, you know, that I had the real capacity to grieve everything that happened, to grieve how, you know, my life just completely changed forever from that point on. But, you know, thankfully with time, things got better, of course. So, you know, this year, I knew it wasn't going to be a fun time, obviously, but I thought it would be different. I thought it would be easier or less intense. You know, I thought I got a lot out and released a lot during that time in 2022. I did a lot of grieving, a lot of processing. So I was expecting this year to be easier and less intense. Holy shit, was I wrong. So wrong. This week has been a nightmare in so many respects. Similar to last year, you know, I've been incredibly anxious, just on edge constantly. I have had tons of panic attacks, lots of sobbing, nausea and headaches, and super dark thoughts have come up for me. And I've had way more flashbacks than I did last year, or really ever since it happened 2 years ago. I, you know, have had these flashbacks of like truly feeling as though I'm sitting in the hospital preparing for surgery. You know, when I was reading the initial CT scan read of all of the levels of bleeds on my brain and feeling that panic set in, remembering the moment my head hit the ground and what that felt like, texting my family and, you know, friends, telling them what was happening, that, hey, I'm about to go into brain surgery. This is my boyfriend, by the way, his number. So reach out to him because I'm going to be in surgery. I also remember, you know, crying to Andrew about how like I might actually die going into surgery, thinking I might not make it out. This could actually kill me. And I truly felt like I was back in those moments. It's been brutal. And there's really just no other way to describe it. It's just felt so real, like it's happening now. And while I've learned a ton, you know, over the last year about reaching out for support and, you know, actually being vocal about what's going on with me when I'm struggling, I couldn't do that this week. I felt paralyzed. I felt totally alone. And again, like last year, where it was so intense that I just had no ability to verbalize at all what was going on inside of me. So I internalized a lot, which only made the dark thoughts louder. And that fucked me up even more. So I used to have super dark thoughts in my teens and 20s, especially about just not wanting to live anymore. And these resurfaced in January 2022 when I developed a new bleed and just kept having, you know, complications and was facing another surgery. I just wanted to be dead. I didn't want to kill myself, but I just wished that I had already died. And after January 2022, I was able to really heal that and work on my thought patterns and habits and how I looked at myself. And really since then, hadn't had those thoughts. But holy shit, those thoughts came screaming back at me this week. Just pure pain and hopelessness and just wanting it to be over. Feeling like it's never going to end, even though I knew that's not the case. But just feeling so enveloped in pain and misery that it completely overwhelmed my thoughts and feelings and just completely overwhelmed me entirely. And while this go around in 2023, I am more resourced in terms of, you know, knowing what tools to use to support myself, what works for me, things like that. I still deeply struggled, deeply. I, you know, unintentionally scheduled a lot more than I should have and made myself busier than I should have because I thought I'd be better. I just didn't think it would be this intense this go around. I didn't plan as many therapy sessions. I didn't stack as much like I did. I didn't block out as much time for me. So when these flashbacks and panic attacks and sobbing episodes came on, I was like, fuck, I don't have time for this. I don't have the capacity for this right now. So thankfully, I was able to cancel and move around as much as I could so that I could just essentially lock myself in a room and process and just let these emotions come up. Because when intense emotions come up, you really have to process them. I had a few moments, you know, this week of commitments that I really couldn't move or knew would be, you know, good for me to get through and whatever. And I could pull it together for those, you know, hour, like couple hours or two or whatever, and repress what was going on with me as best as I could. But the second I was done, I would get in my car and just sob and just freak out. And everything would just pour out of me. And the pain of it all and the reality of what happened and the grief just consumed me completely. So I spent as much time as I possibly could this week taking care of me. I went to a sound bath meditation, which I absolutely love. I did a lot of just meditating on my own multiple times a day. I did some breath work, lots of journaling, resting, lots of walks outside, and a lot of just like straight up sitting, staring at the wall. It's just sitting with myself. And while yes, this was extremely unpleasant, I knew this is what I needed. All this shit was coming up for a reason. And I knew for myself that I needed to feel it to process it. This had to be how I dealt with it moving forward. I also got way in my head, like old Laura shit used to. I just internalized everything so much. I felt ashamed that I was having such intense feelings about this, having such an intense reaction. I felt like a burden. I felt like this is my problem and no one else's, so I'm not going to talk about it with anybody. This just narrow lens took over, similar to how I used to feel when I would deeply struggle. And since I have more awareness about my thoughts, I was at least able to be like, whoa, this is interesting. This shit hasn't come up in a long time and it's coming on very strong. So I was able to at least be curious about it and not make meaning about it in terms of making it mean anything about me. Yes, I felt incredibly hopeless and numb and sad, but I was just kind of like, okay, this is just how I feel right now. And that's just fact. That's okay. I accept these feelings and I'm not going to make meaning out of them. I'm just going to let it ride, which is not easy when your thoughts are super fucking negative and dark and scary. It's hard to be like, okay, I'm not going to, you know, make meaning out of this and just, I'm just going to let it happen. This has taken a lot of practice, a lot of reflection, a lot of journaling and a lot of therapy. But because I've done so much work around that, I've been able to separate myself somewhat from it. Does that mean I'm not anxious or sad? Absolutely not. But it meant I was able to not spiral as much down my dark thought rabbit hole. And it, you know, makes me sad in a lot of ways that, you know, I still felt like a burden and ashamed of feeling this way. And so I really internalized it and hid that from people. I still haven't really talked about this with anybody because I just didn't feel ready. And I feel like, I don't know, this is an easier platform, interestingly, to share it. But I still haven't really talked about like all that I struggled with this week with the close people in my life, because it felt like a lot. And that's something that I still need to work on and get better at, because I know that when I get support from people, it helps me tremendously. And the people in my life who care about me want to support me. But anyways, so, you know, this week, my biggest struggles truly were with my feelings. I felt so much anxiety and panic just constantly coursing through my body and my brain. I was sobbing on the hour, every hour that I was awake. Super fucking unpleasant. But as someone who has repressed feelings and emotions for the majority of their life, I recognized that I needed to let this shit out and just let it flow. I knew it wasn't going to last forever, and it hasn't. I've been able to process and move through it. And now I'm able to talk about this without sobbing, without having a panic attack, without numbing or dissociating. I can reflect and be actually really proud of how I handled this all this week. This was really heavy. And yes, I did not do it perfectly. Sure, there's things that I wish I'd done differently, like reaching out to more people instead of just, you know, taking it all on myself. But I let myself, you know, feel and process these really dark, heavy things. And that's not easy to do. And so this is, you know, I'm really proud of how I was able to handle all this and move forward. So what do you do if this happens to you? If you have a trauma anniversary reaction or, you know, a trauma anniversary coming up, how do you get through it? So this all comes down to supporting yourself, feeling and accepting your emotions as they come up, and taking the best care of yourself that you possibly can. So you start by preparing yourself. You know, I know it sounds weird, but mark it on your calendar for the next year if you can. You know, again, sounds weird, but don't do what I did this year. I wish I did that. You know, it's funny because I remember looking back or thinking back to a couple months ago, looking at that time and being like, shit, I should really, like, you know, be easy on myself this week. But I didn't. I still just scheduled and scheduled all these things that I had to either move or just, you know, get myself through, which sucked. So next year, no, for me, for sure, I'm going to block off this time as much as I can so that I can process and heal and just give myself that space to be able to do that. Also, to take care of yourself, get as much sleep as you can. That's so important. Your nervous system is going to be fried. Like, I have just felt like shit. I've had no energy all week because my body has just been on such high alert in this panic state with so much going on. And so another way to take care of yourself is eat nutritiously to support your body. Also, you know, if you want to eat like shit, do it. I had ice cream this week with hot fudge. I didn't give a fuck. It was really important and I'm glad that I did that. But also, you do want to have some nutrition. Don't just go, you know, fast food all day, all week. But your body, you know, it is going through a lot. It's a lot of stress and it needs calories and it also needs nutrients. So eat. Don't let your, you know, don't get caught up in the shit and make yourself feel bad. You really need to focus on nourishing yourself. Also, using journaling or talking it out with a therapist or a friend is as a way to process. That's so important. You are not a burden. People want to support you and be there for you. When, you know, I'm struggling to verbalize what I'm going through, I journal. I also talk it out to my cats. I don't care if that sounds crazy. Judge me all you want. I don't give a fuck because talking to my cats, it helps me. Getting it out is really important. When you're just in your head, yes, you can process to a certain degree, but getting it out on paper or getting it out verbally really is a different form of processing that I highly recommend and I think is super therapeutic. Meditating has also been really helpful for me to calm my nervous system and get out of my head. Same with, you know, taking baths or sitting in the sauna. I did that a couple times this week at my gym. These are great ways to support your nervous system and relax as best as you can. Because again, your body is just in this heightened nervous system response, the stress response, feeling like it needs to be on edge because something's going to happen, something bad's going to happen, and preparing in that way. So doing whatever you can to try. The key is try, because you're not always going to, you know, reach these, you know, great, you know, theta state levels of meditation, but maybe you can, and that's awesome. But regardless, just trying to rest and take care of your body in that way is super important. When I'm, you know, very heightened, like having a panic attack or sobbing, instead of meditating, I need to move. I will literally shake out my arms and legs to move that energy. And I'll go for walks. Walking gives you not only just a change of environment, which helps, but also moving your body helps to channel that heightened energy out in a different way. It helps to calm your nervous system a lot, actually. I, you know, this week really backed off on my intense workouts because my body was just taxed. So I did a lot more walking and stretching and getting outside, getting sunlight. That was huge. Thankfully, this week has been sunny. Thank fucking God it's been sunny in Denver this week. I needed that shit. I also, you know, really kind of lightened and went a little more gentle on my strength training this week because I didn't want to add more stress and just make it harder for my body and overdo it. Also, if you can, lighten up your workload and commitments as much as possible during this time. Easier said than done, I know, but giving yourself time and space to process and feel is an absolute necessity. If you need to call into work, do it. I support it. You're going through heavy shit, deeply heavy shit, and your head is just not going to be in it anyways. You're not going to be able to be productive because you are just taxed. So you might as well just go ahead and take care of yourself and allow yourself to rest and be there for yourself. Also, just be compassionate with yourself. You know, it's easy to, you know, get ashamed and feel bad about your thoughts and whatnot, but really try not to do that. accept that, like, accept your emotions and what's you're feeling, that that is okay. It's not fun, of course, but it's okay. Be nice to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You're going through really heavy stuff. You know, what I like to think about is say to yourself what you would say to a friend or loved one. Support yourself in that way. How would, if, you know, your best friend came up to you and was going through this shit, what would you say to them to help support them and get through that? I think that's super important. And also just don't beat yourself up if the things that you normally do to support yourself, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally don't work. You know, I utilized the shit out of all of my self-care tools and I still had panic attacks. I still sob multiple times a day. And that's okay. That's just the reality of trauma and how it impacts you. Keep doing things to support yourself because while, you know, they may not seem like they are helping, they really actually are helping to support you emotionally, calm your nervous system, and to process what you're going through. So, why did I tell you all this today? You know, I really felt compelled to share the reality of what I went through this week. We really have to just talk about the struggles that we're experiencing because if we don't, we continue to internalize it and repress it or feel isolated. And my goal here is to do the exact opposite, to normalize how much past trauma impacts us and to normalize experiencing our emotions. It shows that, yes, you know, I've devoted a lot of my life to healing in many respects, yet I'm still deeply struggling with this. You know, I have a lot of the knowledge, a lot of the tools to get through this, but I still struggle. That is just reality. That's okay. That's something I'm not making meaning out of. I'm not telling myself, this means I'm bad. This means I'm not doing this right or that I'm regressing. Absolutely not. This is just part of the healing process. This is the reality of healing. It will feel like steps back at times, but it's not. Those are all steps in the right direction because it is a non-linear process. And I will take this experience moving forward to better prepare myself and support myself next year when this time comes around and when other things come up. And if you've gone through or are going through something similar, know that you will get through it. You will get to the other side and get past it. I fully believe you can do it. And I'm here to show you that you can do it because I've been able to do it. So that's all I've got today. While I hope you are not going through something that's intense, I hope this brings some insight into, you know, the trauma anniversary effect so you can best support yourself or support someone in your life who's been through some shit who probably needs some help. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.